Greetings, everyone, and good afternoon. Those of you who were with us this morning and are here this afternoon, I congratulate you. You are the survivors. We've made it.
Now, those of you who have your notes, we are now on page 15. I would like to read a passage of Scripture from Romans 11, and then I would like to pray. Let's pray. Yes. Let's read 24 through to the end, please. Verse 24 through to the end. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, this secret, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Almighty God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, our loving Father, we bow before you, Lord, with grateful hearts, and we say, O the depth of your love to us, O the depth of the richness of your knowledge and wisdom, how great are your ways, how great are your strategies. Oh, how you can take a guilty sinner and declare him righteous and fit him for the immediate presence of God through Jesus by your wonderful grace. Oh, Lord, that is a wonder. And, Lord, you are working amongst the nations of the world. The wicked are like the troubled sea. There is turmoil. And we know, Lord, you are watching over your blessed covenant of people, the nation of Israel. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And we know, Lord, your great purposes for your church are moving on, calling out Jew and Gentile and baptizing them into one body, waiting for the return of the Lord and to share in the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, watch over us now and bless us by your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. So, yes, we have had two sessions that we've been through, two enjoyable sessions, and now we are doing the third session. Session number one was known as this one, or rather we had an overview, I should say, of the three sessions on Romans 9 through to 11, and doing it by pictures. You may remember I said Albert Einstein said that all his cosmological concepts came first by pictures. Then the mathematics followed, and pictures are a good idea. So we've taken the illustration of the olive tree, and incidentally there are other trees mentioned in the scriptures. There's the vine, There's the olive tree. There's the fig tree. Yes, thank you. I had forgotten the third one. You helped me out. The fig tree. They all have great illustrations of God's purpose. Here is the olive tree. The olive tree definitely represents the nation of Israel, as we've seen, 9 through to 11, and particularly the 11th chapter. In chapter number 9, we find the roots, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the roots and branches growing, and the nation of Israel comes into existence, elected by God as a channel to bring the Word of God itself, and a channel to bring the Word of God Himself, the Messiah. Have they done a good job with that? Yes. They've done a good job with that. To them were committed the oracles of God. What advantage does have the Jew? Romans 3:1. What advantage does he have? Response, please. To them was committed the oracles of God. They've done a marvelous job. The only problem is, what did Jesus say to them about that? Search the Scriptures because they speak about me. You can't see me there. And last session, we saw their law works formula. Law works formula, going about establishing their own righteousness, taking this book and using it as the means of salvation by obedience. But from earliest time, it's always, salvation has always been by grace, by faith, through the blood from the Garden of Eden. We're saved the same way as those in the Garden of Eden. Of course, they didn't know Jesus of Nazareth the carpenter, but they got the message in the Proto-Evangelicum, the first announcement that the Redeemer was coming. Exam question, please. Here I am back in college. Exam question. What is the first written gospel verse in the Bible? A verse in Scripture that you can so show someone and say, this is how you are saved. That's what I mean. Genesis 15:6. That's the one the Apostle Paul uses. That's the one the Apostle James uses. Genesis 15:6. And it goes this way. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness. Faith and the faith way only. Abraham couldn't be saved by the law because he lived how many years before the law was given? Abraham's about 2000 BC. Law was given about 1400. 1400 from 2000 is 600 years. Yeah, I got it right. Didn't always get it right at school. Wasn't too good at math. I wanted to be an astronomer, but the maths. Too much. So I settled for words. So Abraham couldn't keep the law of Moses. Wasn't in existence. But he did have God's commandments, but he never rested on those. Remember that Romans 4 this morning. So here we have this olive tree forming, and they are rejected by God. Branches broken off that tree and cast away. And that's illustrated here by the broken branch. So picture number 2, branches broken off. That's the unbelieving Israel. Once again, this is not the tree of salvation. This is the tree of national privilege. National privilege. Remember the privileges that Israel had in Romans 9, 1-6? The 8 that are listed there? The privileges they had. I like reading doctoral dissertations. I've got a doctoral dissertation at home, 1,000 pages. 1,000 pages on the first 6 verses of Romans chapter 9. All the privileges of Israel. A lot of privileges. Elected by God and honoured by God in a special way. But the Messiah comes. And the Word of God that they have always had. Well, let's turn to it. Romans 10, please. Let's revise this. Romans 10:1. Romans 10:3 for time. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.